And since if I were Mr. Klein, I would say Comrade Atkinson.
I've just been sorry.
If I were Mr. Klein, I would say Comrade Atkinson.
Congratulations for us, for us winning by DA member or DA finalist.
No, 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 I'm not saying congratulations. I'm saying thank you for coming.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. We were just waiting for one person to form a quorum. Thank you so much. May we commence with our meeting? Did you win any award?
No, I personally, I'm the DA spokesperson for Johannesburg.
Wow, congratulations. Yes. Wow, okay. That's it. Your efforts are being recognized. I'm saying your efforts have been recognized.
Thank
at least. You have been eavesdropping a lot. Even, why are you sitting up and you've been fundraising for them a lot.
Yeah.
I've been hearing you while we are on the study, on the oversight visit, that you're doing that and that. Well done. Can we commence with our meeting now? Thank you so much. We're now forming a quorum. There's only one item on the agenda. That's probably the reason why people didn't draw up an agenda. Is that the reason? Okay. We have finally concluded on our BRRR process. Up to the annual report. So, in short, we've concluded the 2016-17 financial year cycle and report that includes reporting. We actually were supposed to have dealt with this report last week, but due to the fact that it wasn't ready, we couldn't. But now I'm confident that everything is here and we are tabling the draft report for your consideration. We're going under the impression that you all received this in due time and you were able to go through this report. We're just officially tabling it today for discussion and adoption. Your silence means consent. May we then proceed with page one. And the declaration.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I suggest that we look at the very first sentence, especially as it relates to the fourth line.
On the second paragraph.
No, first paragraph, on the introduction.
The introduction.
Yeah, or let me just read it from the beginning. The Proportional Committee on Economic Development here after blah, 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 which is established blah, 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 in the rules of the National Assembly, have considered the performance and expenditure report. We then go on to say a report of the Economic Development Department for the year 2016-2017. It's vice versa at the moment. It starts by telling you that the year before it gives you the department.
Mm-hmm.
The expenditure report of the Economic Development Department and its entity for the year 2017 and presented by the recommendation report.
Yeah, Mvulele, Bab. Usalala. Sorry, give it to 10. Agezangala. Ufuna a human settlement? Economic development. Uhlala up. Remember yethu. Who confused the language? Can I find your hegemon? What is wrong with that? Zelda? Huh? The alternate number? Mm. Our apologies. We're not human settlements, we're economic development. You are in the right committee. You're welcome. And perhaps because you're sitting for the first time in this meeting, let me officially welcome you. That's Ms. Fuller, who is an alternate to the committee, just deployed from the African National Congress to the committee, together with Ms. Ndaba. So you welcome Mema Mfulo, and we're hoping that your participation will enrich the work of this committee. As usual, we are a very united committee. We might be coming from different political parties, but we normally try by all means to conduct ourselves in a manner that would instill unity and ensure that we are here to fulfill the mandate that we've been given of servicing our people. So ideological wise it might be different, but that is enough. We may differ in approaches, but generally we agree because of the reasons that we are deployed here. So we're hoping that your coming in will further enrich the work of this committee. Thank you so much. You're mostly welcome, and your participation is also welcome. We are currently dealing with the report on the BRRR report, and we're still on page one. And I had noted that Ntate Tliane but for your own, so that you are at ease, you must be introduced to a member of this committee. Machular Coleman, the chair, the whip of the committee is Ubabutele, and then we have members of the ANC, starting with Babu beginning January, and then Babu Ndate Kliani, Nema Tsembi, and the DA rep, Mr. Atkinson. We have other members, member Dr. Kado, who's on, I think it's sabbatical leave, until the end of the term. And then we have Mr. Mbata from the EFF. We have Mr. Mavida from the NFP. And then we have an alternate, Ms. Nkomo from the IFP. Those are the members of the committee. And I think as time goes on, you get used to all of us. Thank you so much. That is it.
I was saying on the fourth line of the third paragraph, consider the performance and expenditure of the Economic Development Department and its entities for the year 2016-17, for the 2016-17 financial year, and present this budget review recommendation. Should first be the Economic Development Department and its entities, and then for the 2016-17 financial year, and present its budget a review recommendation report for 2017.
There's a proposal, but I want to also amend that, because we're not just dealing with an ordinary expenditure report, we're dealing here with audited financial statements, because these are audited financial performance of the department and its entities. Are we in agreement to that? It's just modifying, not changing the essence of the sentence, but just a rearrangement. Can we agree to that? Thank you so much. Still on page one. That is then.
The second one, Chairperson, is on the structure of the report. Second, this is the second paragraph, of course. The report will reflect on the state of the economy in relation to the mandate of the Department of Economic Development and its entities, after progress made with regard to recommendations made in the 2000 regime, outline the purpose, blah, 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 the department and its entities. I suggest that it, after its entities, we include namely there. Because
not such as,
if
yeah.
If you say such as, it means there are others that you have not mentioned.
Mm.
So it's mainly would move such as in the full stop there. Then the sentence makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's it then. The next, still on page one, if there's anyone else. That's it then.
The final one, Chairperson. The next paragraph.
Can you make your mic on?
Sorry.
Yeah.
The final one, Honorable Chair, on the following paragraph. The report will also include the opinion of the Auditor General on the performance of the department and its entities, and I suggest we join and will conclude by providing recommendations for the department and its entities for the coming financial year. So that we don't have the report will, then again you come and say the report will.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, but just to For recall, the IPC is not audited by the AG, it's audited by a private auditor, that is Kobodo and KPMG. So it's important that we include that, we differentiate. Maybe we can also include the except for the opinion of the IPC, because normally the Auditor General doesn't give any opinion on the IPC. Agreed, Navisa? Can you come and sit here so that we can hear you? That mic here. Yeah. Sit here, sit in the chair. Switch on the mic.
Yes, I agree with you, Jay, that the IPC is audited by Susan Fanubai, Kobodo, and KPMG. And on that line, I'll say on the performance of the department and the entities that the AG audits. Because later on, I think we do specify that the IPC is audited by which
one?
Is it not proper that, because here we are dealing with the structure of the report, that we include everything else? Because if we exclude it here, it means, and then deal with it later, then while we have mentioned it on the first paragraph, then it would mean that we're not disclosing everything.
If I agree with you, Chair.
Are members comfortable? Are we? Thank you so much. Can we then deal with the economic environment? Any amendment there? Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Seven, eight, page 9, page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13.
Page 11.
Yeah. Okay.
E.
E on page 12.
C for Charlie.
Huh?
On page 11. C for Charlie.
C.
Yeah.
Okay.
And stated engagements for Oslo Mittal and Mr. Tabar, what role Coyle's Lurkey and Toll Treat Steel Lurkey? What does Toll Treat mean? Is it a word?
I guess that's the word they use in the treatment of those ships. I'm not sure. It's just a matter of getting explanation for that. Are you able to help us, Madison?
It's one of the processes that they use to treat sea.
Comfortable? Let's move on. We were on page 30. That is then.
Thank you very much. On page 12A, the second line, 59% of the department's total staff complement was the percentage. The same word here.
Okay.
It should be what?
Most of the percentages are the same.
It is in singular form, okay. Are we comfortable? Can we then move to 13, 14? On 14. May I find that? That 92%, is it a correct percentage? On the compensation of employees? Wait, 92% of underspending?
The under expenditure, most of the under expenditure was on the compensation of.
That's of the total budget, or just
on
the compensation
of under expenditure.
The analysis of that, if we say 92% under spending of the total compensation of employees, does it therefore mean? Because if you say 92%, it means literally 8%
is from other programs. 92 under expenditure. The under expenditure is the total amount. 92% of that is from the compensation of employees. But maybe Chair, we can just repeat it with confusion.
Yes, ma'am.
What I'd like to understand is, what percentage is the under expenditure? Because it needs to come up to say, in terms of under expenditure, 10% of the total, and then out of that 10%, 92% of, you know, something that it should be clear, because if you put it directly, it's like the total. But if you say under expenditure, so much percentage, then it makes sense to say, let me say 20% under expenditure. In terms of compensation, but the majority there, the bulk is 92% from that. So it's not clear how much is under expenditure. Now it's like the total thing is under expenditure.
Yeah, because it's, even though it's not the total budget, but the total of economic classification, which is mostly related to the organizational activity. including transfers, it's even worse then. If we say 92% of that, means only 8% represents everything else, which cannot be true. It doesn't make sense to me.
Okay, I think I...
Unless it's explained otherwise, because when you look at economic classification, we're talking, when you look at expenditure as a percentage of final appropriation, it's, you are saying the total is 98.6%. So of that 98.6%, 92% represent the underspending of on compensation. That's exactly what I understand. That is, maybe you can explain better.
Thank you, Chair. My humble view, Chair, is that perhaps not to confuse ourselves with the percentages and so on. The 8.9 million does tell us the story.
Yeah.
If we just leave it at that.
Yeah, we don't talk of the percentage.
Yeah, let's not worry about percentages and so on. It confuses us and we start.
Mm-hmm.
But the under expenditure is 8.9 million.
Can we leave it at that? If you all agree. Is that the feeling of everybody? Ma'am Fula?
Yeah, I'm still confused because if we leave it like that, what can they say? Because we need to understand what the benefit is. I'm looking at compensation, it takes 90.5. Current payment and whatever is 93.7. And then it's 90.5.
Yes.
Which is 8.9. Now, that 90.5, 98% is that what you're saying? Because I think
84.9 is the actual expenditure. The difference of that is 8.9.
Okay.
Yes.
Which is 90%.
And then that's the percentage thereof. Of that total, 8.9 is 90.5. That is as of the final appropriation.
That is the expenditure that was done.
Yes. Expenditure as a percentage of final appropriation is 90.5. Because the actual expenditure is 84.9. We are this. So the 8.9 is the under expenditure.
Which is in terms of 90.5%, 100 minus 90.5%, that is the percentage that is supposed to be. Am I wrong?
The 90.5 is the expenditure
percentage.
When
you take it out of 100%,
yes, it gives you the difference of 0.5%.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, 11.
So 9. So 92% is not.
It's not correct. It should.
Yeah,
be.
But 92% as of her explanation represents the differences. You see the differences of. Every itemized, like within the economic classification, the difference of compensation of goods and services transfers, the agencies and accounts, public corporations and private enterprises, and the capital assets.
Correct,
Jay.
If you
get
that,
yes.
But the sentence says understanding.
That's why I was arguing it.
Was on compensation, so.
Yes.
It means on compensation it is 11%.
Mm-hmm.
That has been spent to the total cost.
Yes.
That's how I understand.
That should be.
Like that.
Yes,
because
but I just wanted to understand the 92% of the total.
Yes.
That's why I was saying she must explain that.
Yes.
So I think I agree, I tend to agree with those who say we should just leave it at 8.9 million.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's it's explained as such.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, may we continue there? Can we amend that, Novice and Peter Paul? Page 15. I said 0.5 is 10, it's 9.5, sorry, not 0.5 in terms of the variance there. After you've taken the percentage of 90.5, it's 9.5 to make it 10% whole. That correction should be understood. I'm correcting the earlier conclusion. Mr. Atkinson?
Sure, on page 15, with the table transferred to Inkster, how is it possible to spend more than the amount transferred? Because I would think that you can't spend more than the amount transferred. Surely, Competition Commission had an amount of £208,541 transferred to it. They spent £221,000. Surely it should be shown separately somewhere else. I'm not sure why we're showing it.
Where are you referring to? Page 15, which line?
The top, to the transfer to entity. They give them out transferred in the
manner. You're referring to the table?
Yes.
Okay. Can you press your mic so that we... Okay.
Yeah, I think what I'm saying is I'm just confused about how we can actually spend more than what is transferred to you. I can understand you're spending less than what's transferred, but you transfer the finite amount. Where do you get that extra money from, basically?
Yeah, unfortunately we do not have the Competition Commission, but in terms of the audited statement, it's quite clear that they overspent. They did disclose that. That was one of the findings. And I know. Hence, we are saying in our report that all entities except ITC overspend. Okay. Can we? We're still on page 15. Page 16. Page 17. Page 18. I'll shine a bit slow. 18. Page 19. I think we must pay special attention to the three briefings we received and be sure that this represents the latent spirit of the discussions in the for the briefing. Otherwise we'll be quoting people wrongly. And that is then.
Thank you very much. On page 19,
mm-hmm.
A. the very first line is a small thing that I'm adding on here as a proposal. The committee acknowledges the improvements in the filling of funded posts. I think we should have a full stop there, and then we continue. However, it is concerned about the adverse impact and proceed as such.
Mm-hmm. Any contra review? Are you okay with that? No. Thank you. This represents us. Are we comfortable with those observations and findings? Including the one that was amended, no? Can we go to page 20? Yes.
Point 1.G. The committee commends the department for improvement in its audit outcome. And then it goes on to say the committee also notes. I was thinking that we could join it and end. The committee commands the department for improvement in its audit outcome
and also notes. Okay.
However, that the department submitted.
Thank you. If we are all in agreement, the next page. Maybe we need to approach the recommendations one by one. Can you deal with the first recommendation? What do you mean when you say next budget vote cycle? Do you mean on a quarterly basis?
Okay.
Or throughout the cycle?
The B through R cycle.
Okay. Uncomfortable? The next one, expedite the filling of senior management posts in the department. The filling of the DG position should take place before the end of current financial year. That is by the end of March 2018. The filling of the DG position should take place before the end of the current financial year. Can we say, instead of saying the financial year, we say the calendar year, because we were told it was advertised already and awaiting approval. Maybe we take him cognizance that it still has to go through the cabinet and all that. So should we leave it at that? End of the financial year, okay. A progress report on this must be provided to Parliament by the next budget vote cycle. Are we not broadening it too much? Can we just have a fixed reporting period? May I suggest the first quarter of the year? 2018-19.
Check. If that sentence is to remain, the last one on B, if it is to remain, I suggest that this should change to this of THIS, because we are referring it to the feeling of the condition of the teaching, which is one thing.
No, we expediting the feeling of senior management posts in the department. Full stop. And the filling of the DG financial year, full stop. And then a new sentence, a progress report on these.
Oh, it's for both.
Yes.
For both. Sorry.
Okay. And I'm suggesting that we change the next budget vote cycle to the first quarter of the financial year 2018-19. Are you, what are you saying about that? About Signima?
Essentially, I wish to support you because we are going to be correct now to say first court, the proper time frame.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the next budget.
Okay. So the first quarter report will have to indicate that, which normally ends on the at the end of June. The next one, work with National Treasury and the Department of Trade and Industry to develop a plan to monitor the implementation of commitments on local procurement. The department should brief the committee on progress before the end of the current financial year. We are taking that we do not, there's no joint monitoring, or there's no joint plan on monitoring the implementation of the local procurement commitment. That is the local procurement accord. That is, Claire, you're looking at me, so you want to say something?
Yes, not really, Chair. I'm just thinking that we should use a similar way. If we speak of the first quarter here, somewhere else is something else. I'm just thinking that perhaps you need some kind of uniformity.
So if you say the fourth quarter of the current financial year, will that be fine? Okay. So the fourth quarter. Are we all comfortable? Can go to D. The department should take the necessary steps to ensure that market inquiries are funded because they are legislated for. That sentence also needs to be finely coined. Can you deal with that? Those who know English better can help us. That market inquiry. Can you come with a recommendation of that, Mr. Minister? Just before you come in, she wanted to add Competition Commission, so I just wanted to add that.
Chair, if we could add to ensure that the Competition Commission market inquiry, instead of just leaving it at blanket market inquiries, because other entities also have market inquiries.
Okay. Are we only talking about the competition commission or competition authorities? Because obviously the competition tribunal might also come in if there are any queries, and if there are any appeals also they might include. Anyway, that one is not within our area of competence. We should leave it to the appeal. But the two, should we say competition authorities or competition commission only?
The competition commission only, just because it's only the competition commission that conducts market inquiries.
Okay. So if there's a query by competition to competition tribunal on the inquiry, is that not an added responsibility to them?
They have to adjudicate on market inquiry.
Yeah. So I just asked this because the issue around funded mandate is very important.
Chair, I must make a recommendation that you could read. Due to the fact that the Competition Commission inquiries have been legislated for, the department must take the necessary steps to ensure that they are properly funded or that these are properly funded.
Agree. Would you mind putting it in writing if we agree, colleagues? Because I thought it's well read. Okay. Thanks a lot for that.
Sure.
But we agree that it should be competition authority. Okay. The next one is the department should address the matter of conflict of interest cases and report to the committee on progress made quarterly. Don't you want to clarify it further? In relation to what? Nabisa?
Thank you, Chair. In relation to the report that was presented by the Public Service Commission, they identified the public, the conflict of interest issues in the department.
In relation to what? Because it's important that we clarify in relation to what. If it's in relation to officials disclosing their financial interest, let's put it like that, so that we're not vague. Do you agree with that recommendation? If you agree, let's proceed to F.
Chair, if I can just a slight change of the wording there. The department should address the matter of conflict of interest cases and report quarterly to the Committee on Progress Made. So you can move the word quarterly to after report. So and report quarterly to the Committee on Progress Made.
Okay. I guess we all agree. We all agree on that. Thank you. Can we move to F? The committee would like to encourage the department to complete the process of appointing the commissioner and the deputy commissioner within 6 months. Yeah, I'm happy that you saw the omission there. Do we want to start the sentence the way we started it? We are recommending to the department to complete the process of appointing the commissioner. So we say the following recommendation that the department complete the process of appointing the commissioner and the deputy commissioner within 6 months. Is that fine?
Maybe from the date of this report, Chair.
Hmm?
In 6 months from the date of this report. So that it's clear what we mean by 6 months.
From the date of this report?
Hmm. The report will be dated 20.
The adoption of this report, yes. Or of this report?
Yes.
Do you agree with that from the date of the adoption of this report?
Yes.
Okay. That then explains the 6 month period. Can you go to G if we agree? The department must fast track the payment of invoices older than 30 days and implement controls to ensure that invoices are paid timelessly. The department should brief the committee quarterly on this matter. Pay timelessly and report on a quarterly basis. Join the two, ne? Agreed. The next one, H, the department should brief the Committee on Competition Act amendments that could affect the composition of the competition tribunal. Only the competition tribunal or the competition commission, because the only amendment, I mean the I understand why tribunal have here, but we also had that the competition commission has submitted the new organogram. Do you want to put timelines on that also? Is it only in relation to the amendment, or is it general? Are we not clubbing two things into one? Nabita?
Chair, for this case, it was just that issue on the composition of the tribunal. But as you have mentioned, there are other amendments that we are still waiting in terms of the Competition Act. So maybe we can have two separate recommendations on that one.
Hmm.
Or we can just have one recommendation, but it's just that this one was mentioned during the presentation. This one on the composition of the tribunal.
Yeah, but the question I'm asking, is it related to the amendment of the act? Which in particular did they refer to? Because my understanding was that they said they don't have sufficient capacity to look at the cases that have been referred from Competition Commission. Hence, they would like members of the tribunal to be extended. Because currently only the staff complement is being extended, but the filling of the two posts of the two commissioners, that is the deputy commissioner, the deputy chair, and the additional commissioner, did not make that much impact. They need to have more so that they can be able also to finalize the backlogs that they had. That was my understanding. I don't know whether there's any other explanation.
Yes, Chair, you are right. According to the law, there are supposed to be 11 members of the tribunal, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
And now what they are saying is that they can't employ anymore, even though they have backlogs. So they want more members so that they can cope with the workload.
Mm. Okay.
So that means...
So that means motivation from the competition tribunal, not from the department. So the competition tribunal should submit to the department their motivation on additional commissioner that could impact on the amendment of on the current act to the minister. So that in the department's process of amending the law, they could accommodate that.
Yes.
That's what you wanted to say. Yeah. So I think that if that is the case, then let's put it like that so that we are clear of what we want to say. Because when I looked at this, I was a bit confused. Because it's like now we are saying the department should put the committee on the Competition Act amendments that could affect the composition of the Competition Tribunal. It's like now we are putting the things vice versa. We are making it the responsibility of the department, whereas the department didn't say anything about this. It's only the Competition Tribunal that said we cannot do our work currently, and we cannot say the minister must employ additional commissioners because the law doesn't allow that. So for the minister to do that, let's recommend to the minister the necessary amendment so that we can be accorded the additional members if the amendments are so approved. This is only what we are saying, isn't it? So let's do that. They haven't submitted. According to the report, they did not submit to the minister. This is only what they told us. They had not made any submission to the minister to that regard. So now we need to encourage them to motivate that to the minister, because the department is now in the process of amending the law. And if that is not incorporated, then they are still going to be left out.
So if I hear you clearly, Chair, that means we must move this recommendation and put it under the Competition Tribunal.
No.
Or we must incorporate it under a recommendation that says that...
There are two things. There are two things. Remember I spoke about the Competition Commission. Commission has already submitted to the minister the new organogram that has not been looked at. They have not received any feedback from the minister. That one thing. And then the one on tribunal, that also depends on the changes in the constitution. They need to be then transferred to it could be transferred to the recommendations under the tribunal, it's still fine. But I wanted this to be clear so that it is clear that it's not the responsibility of the department, it's the responsibility of the tribunal to clarify themselves before the department. But the one on Competition Commission still stands. And because I haven't seen it there, we should include it here, so that the department attends to it. I don't know if it's clear, members, and we agree to that. Your nodding is not convincing.
Are we clear?
You're clear. That is clear?
We clear, Chair. I'm just saying, can we then finally reach the center of the issue?
Okay. Navika? Make it on.
That the department should brief the committee on Competition Act amendments to the Competition Act that could affect the composition of the Competition Commission.
No.
I think, Chair, let me work on it because it refers, what you're referring to is on the organogram, the structure, the new structure of the Competition Commission, where there's one commissioner and two deputy commissioners. Currently there's one deputy commissioner. So now the new structure has two deputy commissioners.
That's their proposal. And therefore it also affects the current act. The second one also affects the current act, which is on the tribunal.
Yes.
So I need you to marry the two so that you are able to address that.
The Competition Commission, yes, and tribunal.
The fact that tribunal has not even submitted should also be indicated there. The one of Competition Commission is already submitted, which might be already accommodated in the draft amendments that are before the cabinet. But you may find that the one for tribunal, because they haven't made any submission under inverted commas, we don't know if they have, but according to what they said to us, they haven't. So
you could say the pending,
yes,
submission by the Competition Tribunal.
They must motivate. We say they must motivate, so they didn't tell us of any pending. They must motivate to the department on. It's still a wishful thinking from what they said to us. Okay, can we go to I, if we agree? The department should intensify the drive to develop and transfer skills among the youth in particular. We understand this one? Are we happy with it? Okay. Then we can continue in the normal way. Performance of the entity. We start with IGC. Page 21. Page 22. Page 24. I want us to pay particular attention to 12.1.3. That's why I want us to go one by one in that. A. The committee raised concerns about the three subsidiaries, namely SCORE, FOSCO, and CIFA, that are making losses and the impact on ITC's operations. And I don't understand that. We can just say after losses, put a full stop and after losses. That it can.
I agree with you, Chair, but I also felt that the CIFA was on other pages. CIFA has a capital S.
Yeah.
And here is a small one that I agree with your proposal. Thank you.
Okay. Are we all in one? Thank you. B, the committee urged the IGC to prioritize skills. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to understand the picture. When you say the committee is concerned about it, it's only content, it's not going to come or just come with a communication on the other side.
Yes. Let's look at that when we are on recommendation, because these are just observations and findings. B, the committee urged the IGC to prioritize skills transfer in joint ventures such as the one with BAIC. This is a Chinese investor. So as to help address the skills shortage in the country. We agree with Sanchez, no? Not to say we are targeting BAIC. C, the committee noted that the support given to the textile industry was inadequate and was concerned about the decline in investment level, that the manufacturing sector, especially in clothing and textiles, was experiencing. We five. D, the committee was seized with the plight of the owners of United Industrial Cables in Alberton, Gauteng, and wanted the ITC to intervene. The committee visited the newly established company, which is 90% black owned, and discovered that it was running into some financial difficulties, partly due to inexperience. Is that true? Is it due to inexperience that they are running into financial challenges?
No.
I don't think it's what we said here. I think they are well experienced because they worked in the industry before, the owner. The challenge was that their monies are really being constrained by the fact that they pay too much rent, 200,000 per month. That's what we said, and that we wanted the ITC to assist them on that. Secondly, the fact that the owner doesn't seem to be really adhering to the contract due to the fact that the electricity problem is recurring while they pay rent that includes electricity. The fact that it was also reported that the owner doesn't pay the bill, the municipal bill, which led to the municipality closing the services to the plant, also disadvantaging the plant. So their operation depends on electricity, and if they don't have electricity, they cannot do their work. So that is the main thrust of the issue. We did not doubt their experience, we did not doubt the work that they were doing, because they were able to produce what they're supposed to actually to produce. They, in terms of stock, they had advanced stock already in place, stock in excess, and the only problem was electricity. That is destabilizing them. We did not just ask the IGC, we also asked the department to assist. So I think we need to include the department here. It's not one thing, requesting that, yes, request or implore. Okay, that this one.
Agreed, Chairperson. Can we just make a request to Ms. Benazan to ensure that in the final document, wherever percentage appears, it must be 100%. Not percent. Percent is 100% in the dictionary.
Yeah. If it's percent, it means cent, every cent. Every cent, 1 cent. Yeah.
If it's separate, then it means for every cent.
Yes.
But if it is a cent,
it's to combine with that. Right? Okay. Can we go to E if we agree? Nabita and Peter Paul, please effect those changes. The committee notes that the IDC's financial reports are audited by KPMG, an auditing firm that has been implicated in a controversial audit report. What are we saying here? That concern was clarified by the IDC chair and also the CEO. Do we still have the concern? Because if we have the concern, it means we must have a recommendation around that. If we agree with the finding and observation, it's fine. And the declaration?
Yes, I think we should leave it checked. Because if you check on the recommendation, the last one, D, does affect KPMG.
We are okay with that. Thank you. Can we go to recommendation, therefore? Provide details, quarterly updates on plans and progress being made to protecting SCORE, FOSCO, and CIPA from further losses. I guess they have presented to us the plans for FOSCO. Remember that an investor was sought, and progress to that regard was then also reported to us, if you remember well. The plan on CIFA was also presented to us. If we go to the new year's, that is 2017-18 financial year, it's, the plans are there. I think the only thing that we need is progress. The score, the plan was to set possibility that we resisted, if you remember, that it will lead to losing of a job or loss of jobs, and we cannot really afford that. We requested them to look at ways of protecting that. So what are we saying here? We agree with this update on plans and progress. That is then?
Yeah, we agree, Chair. We think we should leave it like this.
Okay.
Because even though they did present those plans, when they presented, when we engaged them, they were a little bit wishy-washy when they spoke about the plans. So
okay.
We better leave it as plans and progress.
Okay. If you're all comfortable, let's proceed to the next recommendation. Develop a comprehensive strategy to promote the transfer of skills, especially on joint ventures with international companies, and bring the committee on progress, brief the committee on progress made by October 2018. but not too far. Sort of, I was thinking aloud. Can we talk to that one? I guess my thinking was also correct. I'm putting it here. That October is too far. And remember, we'd be left with very little space to really make any meaningful amendments if we have to, or intervention. Mema Simbi?
Thank you, Chair. I propose the second, the report to be tabled on the second quarter.
The second quarter, which is July to September. Yes. The second quarter of the new financial year, or calendar year. The financial year, ne? Mema Simbi? Of the financial year, okay.
Yes.
Yes. Are we in agreement?
Yes.
Second quarter of 2018-19 financial year. Assist the United Industrial Cables Company with the necessary technical support and mentorship to help them overcome infancy challenges. Yes, ma'am. Mama Simba?
Chair, I think we spoke, I think technical support is a broad way. What is technical support? When we speak, they should. I think we need to clarify technical support, maybe unpack how technical are we, so that it's clear. If it's this vague, it will be problematic for us to monitor them and say, they will be things that you say technical, you did not identify what technical.
And that is the answer.
In fact, my colleague here, the Honorable Masende, stopped short of saying it should reach financial support. This is what we can find in the region. That the issue is financial support. The company has got technical expertise. They don't have problems. They have got the systems, the everything they've invested in. What is required is additional financial support.
Yeah, we don't agree with this challenges, Melissa. I think the only challenge that we had there was on financial support. Because we were convinced that they knew what they were doing, the setting up of that. And then they also, in terms of mentorship, I think General Electric is also assisting them with putting up certain other things there. So they are on point, because all these things they sought for themselves, because they understand the industry well. So everybody was satisfied with that. The only challenge they have in right now is financial support.
I'm just thinking of that.
Talk to the mic.
Chair, if I understand the meeting correctly, we should then say to assist the UIC with the necessary financial and perhaps we could say and business support in any day. I think when the business support issued was the issue of opening up the industry, the SOEs that have not given them the necessary support in terms of giving them the contract in the work.
I think that one we put generally to say all these companies should be that we are financing, especially the new ones. We should ensure that we, especially if we emphasize on local content, we should support them with business. I think we agree on that one, business support, financial and business support. Is it fine? The D one? keep a close eye on the developments surrounding KPMG and report on this matter by June 2018 and or as the need arises. Are we in agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Colleagues, while we're still on IGC, the Times report that I think Mr. sent it to me, reported on the issue of Oak Bay. Oak Bay's accounts are being closed left, right and center. And remember, they have a loan from IDB. And due to the fact that they are being investigated by both the US and the UK, it is now becoming very difficult for Oak Bay to meet their annual obligation or repayment obligation, according to the my understanding of that statement. So that then means it's going to also be making it difficult for the IDC to recoup, you know, their money from that. I also read about the IDC's spokesperson's response, which says that they have a plan in case they are not able to repay, because what he's saying there is that IDC never had a problem. I mean, Oak Bay never had a problem of repayment, because according to their agreement, they were not paying on quarterly, but they were paying in a bulk. You know, as and when they have bulk payment, they were depositing that. That's according to the agreement that they have, the loan agreement. The question arose there that why then they were given a different package from others? Because now it means that they deviated from the norm. Unfortunately, that could not be responded to in my own understanding of the statement. The only conclusion that was I have from the statement by the spokesperson was that they have a second, it's like the plan B in case they are not able to, the Oak Bay not able to repay. They have a second option, but that was not specified. I tried to call the CEO yesterday, but I think we kept on missing each other until I got into the flight, and by the time I landed it was very late. But I could see that he tried to call me back to return my call. I want to clarify this matter. So the question I'm having, the reason why I'm tabling this is because when we consider the report, we should consider the report in total. And unfortunately, that matter didn't arise during our interaction with them. So I want your guidance on how we're going to be dealing with this matter now that we are finalizing our report. That is clear.
Thank you very much. Chair, I think the crux, I think that the nut and bolt of what you are saying is that the committee did have this concern about the investment that the IDC has done in this country. And you will also note that it's not just about the loan, which I think it's not just about the loan, but it's also about the shares as well. I think it's about 250 million worth of shares that the IDC
converted some of the thing. Yeah.
Now, because we did have this concern, Chairperson, I think it is important for us as an institution that plays oversight to ensure that this matter does not escape, does not disappear. So I think we need to capture something here amongst the recommendation that says to the IGC, they need to do everything in their power, including getting, you know, legal opinion and everything as to how they are going to ensure that they recoup what is due to them, so that we don't lose this chance. We need to capture something into our recommendation. Thank you.
Okay, if I hear you well, you are saying the concern was raised. Remember, we had an interaction with the ITC on North Bay, and their response then was that everything is fine, their payments are made, okay, they do not anticipate any challenge. That's when we engaged on the, and this is during the current, I mean the year under review, when we interacted, the BRRR year under review. They then responded to us to say, no, everything is fine. According to them, they don't have any reason to be alarmed. That's when we engaged them then. But now this matter is arising within, fortunately, before we even conclude the BRRR cycle reporting. Mr. Atkinson?
Chair, I think if you recall, I've been asking the managing director of the IEC, every time they come, I've been asking them about that loan in committee. And I've also submitted a parliamentary question about it as well. So there have been questions, certainly in the last year, about it, every time they've been here. And you're right, they did give us the response that it was all under control, and that they were satisfied that it was being, that the loan repayments had been made, so the loan had remained current. And you'll recall as well, when the minister was here last, 2 weeks ago, that issue was brought up again. And he said that he's engaging with the IDC as well about what the IDC is doing to try and recoup. Because obviously, hopefully, they'd be given some sort of security as well. So hopefully that loan wasn't given them any security at all. That there might be a means for them to be able to retrieve some of that loan back from the security that they've given for the loan.
Just to remind also the committee that that's why I'm saying the BRRR cycle. The question arose then. Remember, we started by sending the question. I reported in one of our meetings that I have sent questions to the CEO then, mm-hmm. so that he can come and report. And then when he presented the report, when they reported to, I think it was one of their reporting period, we then asked the question. It's a committee now. I'm trying to say the committee did attend to that question during the year under review. And therefore, it is important that we include that. So hence, we are saying it's important that we put that under observation and also under recommendation. And it must be put within the context, within a context, the same context, and Nabisa and Peter Paul, so that it is understood. The recommendation as made by Ndate Tliani, I think the wording thereof, may I recommend that Ndate Tliani put it in writing for the drafter so that we are able to include it, because I had members agreed with that, with the recommendation as put. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, he must write it down so that you are able to put it. And then when we finish, you'll then read it loud to us so that we are able to agree to it. Competition Commission, page 25, page 26. Page 27, page 28, May we pay attention on page 29, especially under observations and findings. Number one, the Commission's financial stability, given that it recorded an increase in the budget deficit. We are concerned about that. From 1.2 million in the previous financial year, that is 2015-2016, to 78 million in the year under review, which is 2016-17. Meanwhile, the accumulated surplus funds from which the deficit was financed were depleted. It's a very serious concern, that one. Do we agree with it? B, the Commission funds are insufficient to meet the demands of an increasing workload. Should we add allocated funds? Through transfers from the department. So that is quite clear that because they get transfers. See the Commission's overspending on personnel costs. The ability and capacity of the Commission to deal with non-core activities in relation to defaulting respondents. Are we able to clarify that? Maybe so. That's D.
The Competition Commission reported that there is an increase in the number of respondents who are not able to pay up the pay their fines in full.
The fine, so it must be said here, fine. It must be clarified because as it puts it, it's too broad and it's not clear as to what exactly are we referring to. Yeah, on the fine, yeah. Can you read it so that we can hear? Oh, Peter Paul, did you capture that?
I didn't hear it just yet.
Okay. We are looking for solutions here. We are unable to pay.
Commission to deal with non-credit in relation to respondents who are defaulting on fine payments. The paying of fines.
Did you all hear the amendment?
Yeah.
Are we okay with it? Okay. Can we go to E? The MOU between the Commission and the National Prosecuting Authority that has not been finalized. It is a concern, continuous concern. The Commission is focusing on too many sector activities per year. Second, please.
I can just ask if we can reword that paragraph F and be a bit better on the explanation of what that actually means. Because I think this is a document the public can read, and obviously this is written for people outside of our profession to read as well. They might not really understand what that means. So.
Yeah, I agree with you. what we said here was Nobisa.
If I remember correctly, Chair, this was an issue that you raised, and I think we're referring to the fact that they are doing too many things, doing too many market inquiries. There are just too many activities that they are focusing on. So maybe you can help me, Chair, on that one.
Mm. No, I refer to sectors that the beginning.
Thank you, Chair. I think, Chair, you were very clear on this one. But what they do, they open school in terms of dealing with their work. They take more work. Instead of focusing in terms of the budget plan, the minimum, your budget as a government, you stick to that budget. Now, what they do, market comes, something, market inquiry, something comes. They run, they do everything. They don't stick to their body. That's how we were really, I think somebody is coming. And I think that's the reason.
Thank you. You wanted to come in?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah. This is related to really their plan and what they end up doing. And the fact that they not focus in terms of which particular sectors will they be targeting on an annual basis. So that then diverts them, and unfortunately if the diversion is not funded, it becomes a problem financially, and not just financially but general resource problems that they encounter. So we're talking to that. If anyone has a way of putting that.
Chair, is that exactly what we need to be talking about, that the commission is focusing? They are not focused. They don't have a plan, no. So they need to have a plan so that even if other activities are coming, but they must have plans to say for this year, what are they going to do?
Mm.
And that's where they are lacking. Lacking of focusing and lack of planning.
They do have a plan, but sticking to that plan. Yeah. Is that concerned? Can you press the mic, please?
Should we not say that the commission should be more focused on its core activities and avoid... The commission should be more focused on its core activities and avoid involvement in activities that are not being fully funded.
How is that?
And avoid diversion.
Diversion. Oh. But that has to talk to unfunded activities also.
Mm.
That's what we were trying to say. Nobisa and Peter Paul, you think you know English better, you can assist us. Okay, but you get a sense of what we're trying to say. You do get a sense of what we're trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. May we proceed then to the recommendation? The Commission should exercise prudent budgeting to avoid incurring budget deficits and overspending on personnel. Is it only on personnel or general? Should we just put a full stop after overspending and leave that one, considering what we've just said now? B, the Commission should consider improving its capacity to deal with non-core activities that are arising. C, the Commission should apply consequence management in cases of fraud in order to recoup monies lost due to fraudulent activities. I think we should be specific here. The money is lost already, so we are saying they should recoup. Remember the 770-something thousand and the 1.2 million? We need that recouped. I think we should be specific because there are those two.
1.2, the figures.
Yes, we need to be clear on that, because if we are too general, they might continue without really dealing with that. The drafting of the MOU between the Commission and the NPA should be finalized to enable the two authorities to implement the criminal provisions against hardcore cartel. Is it only hardcore or cartels in general?
Cartel.
We're talking cartels.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Can we give them the timeline?
Yes.
We've been talking, you know, about this, lamenting a lot on this. What is the reasonable timeline we can give here? That it can?
Chair, I propose 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
What about that? Are we all in agreement? Okay, 6 months, within 6 months,
mm-hmm.
after the adoption of the report. Okay, E, the Commission should streamline its operations and focus on a few key areas. Aren't you repeating here?
That's a repetition.
So we should dispose of this one. I mean, cancel this one.
We have started B1.
Come again?
Can we not cancel the B?
The proposal, there's a proposal. What I was saying? Mema Zimbi?
I like this chair because B carries more weight.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe I'm open up for clarity. What do you mean by NAMCO?
Mm.
Because if something comes out in terms of the Commission, dealing with corruption and water, big or small. So what do we mean by NAMCO? Because for me, that's our thing, number E, so that we should not be opening our space to say interpretation of the core and the NAMCO.
Mm.
So if we can be clear what do we mean by NAMCO, then I'm open up for, you know, I agree.
Mm.
But here, whatever is happening, the competition is dealing with this issue of. So I think that I'm not going in correctly.
Mm.
So whether it's big or small, all of them don't go correctly. So that's what we want to do. That's our
dealing
with the E1. Because the E1 is broader. Even if it's you'll be able to understand what is the NAMCO or what is not, that means immediate. You know,
interface, but maybe I need to understand. Okay. In my understanding, the non-core are those that are not within their KPIs. Is it the understanding? And the E, it would mean that you dispose even of those that are within their annual performance plan. That's the difference I'm seeing here. Because if you are saying they should streamline their operations, it means they must revise their APP. Whereas B is saying you have your APP with clear KPI, but now you want to take something that is beyond that. Is that okay? Thank you. Does it end?
No, Chair. I think I understand the concern that the colleague Mfulo is raising. However, I think it will be safer if we remain with B and you know, put aside E. Mm. But her concerns are noted and they are very important.
Thank you, colleague. Can we go to F? There should be consideration for the recapitalization of the commission. Recapitalization of the commission. Don't we consider, don't we recommend the consideration of
yes,
added funding? English. If we say recapitalization, what do you mean? Huh? Yes, it's understand.
Okay. If I remember our departure from this manufacturer, I think we're trying to say the commission is doing a lot of good work and they broadened their scope quite correct, so because of the demand. Now we're saying there is a need to ensure that they are supported financially,
mm.
which means their budget should increase. This is what we were trying to say for me.
So can't we put it in a very plain English and as you are putting it? And I understand recapitalizing as something related to issues related to business. So in this case, this is a public entity. And I'm not sure. Yes. Can we increase the budget? That's all. Simple way of putting it, yeah. Okay, if we're happy, can we go to tribunal? Page 30, under tribunal. Page 31, attention to the findings and observations. The Commission notes that the Tribunal has responded to the call, I mean the Committee, not the Commission, has responded to the call to conduct public awareness about its work in high school. Yes, and that is then.
It is fine, Chair, but I think we need to emphasize that this call came from the committee.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the committee's call.
So we need to put the call, the committee's call at committee before the call. At committee before the call, Nabisa and Peter Paul. B, the committee commends the tribunal for obtaining a clean audit opinion. The committee notes that the tribunal missed the target because the member responsible for the performance task had to attend a conference overseas. May I ask, humbly ask, does this really warrant to be in the report? Mempolo?
So I just want to understand to say which task was missed or target, but for putting that a certain manager over this But if you wanted to put it there to say they missed the target, maybe we need to say they missed the target on whatever. If not, let's think about it.
Yes, the target was missed. That's it then. Mema Tsumbi Nota.
Thank you, Chair. I think it's an overkill.
Mm-hmm.
We should remove it because even in the recommendation you are silent. So we did reprimand that in our discussion. So it will not cause any damage to put it aside.
Thank you. Is that the overall agreement, Mema Tsumbi?
Also to say we've noted it with concern. It's not like we just noted it. It sounds so nice here that we note that the person went to oversee. But however, I agree with us moving the overseas thing because it doesn't matter. But we know the committee notes with concern that they missed the target.
Yes. One target. Are we consistent here? That's it, Len says it wouldn't even matter if we don't because we have reprimanded them already in the comment. But we still insist that it be part of this. Babu Tele?
No, thanks, Chair. I think I'll support the Honourable Chair and let me say it on it. Because we need to speak to them harshly.
Okay, we all agree. They miss the target just like any other, you know, the department and also the some entities. But really, it doesn't warrant us to really even put it as part of, because if it's part of the recommendation, it means it's a very serious matter. We are not saying it's not serious because, I mean, you allow a person to go overseas at the expense of doing the work. And their work is so crucial because it's time-bound. So, but on its own. Are we able to answer Mema Mfulo on the exact target? No, this is for Peter Paul. I think it's related to investigation. I mean, the case that was supposed to have been heard on a particular matter that I think it can be just checked. But it was a serious matter because that matter was supposed to have been concluded, but that sitting could not continue because that member was not there. And it was a scheduled meeting. I mean the scheduled sitting of the case. So we agree that we remove. Can we go to D? The committee notes the tribunal's intention to request the department to amend the Competition Act in order to accommodate additional members in response to the increasing caseload. I think it's well put here. Okay. Does it then?
It is well put, Chair. But I think that intention must change. It must be an intention with the chief. Not an air.
Wait, sir.
The intention. The committee knows the tribunal's intention. That intention, of course, should
be. Oh, yeah. Okay. I agree. Okay. Yeah, it needs to be corrected. Can we go to E then? The committee notes that the appointment of additional members of the tribunal has improved efficiencies at the tribunal. That's too much tautology. Can we have a way of putting it so that we don't repeat tribunal? Mabisa? The committee notes that the appointment of additional members has improved efficiencies. The tribunal additional members or the addition to the tribunal, competition tribunal, has improved efficiencies, its efficiencies. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. That is then?
Well, when we discussed the matter, we have seemed to agree that efficiency in itself encompasses the you don't have to count on any other efficiency source of there. So efficiency.
Okay. So efficiency is one in a singular form. Marisa, can we go to, if we agree, the recommendation? There's no hand. Number one, as a national entity, the tribunal must develop a nationwide awareness campaign instead of focusing on housing. Instead of concentrating its awareness in housing. Second thing?
Just kind of suggesting this, because that's actually the specific thing we had put out of the country that they've really focused in my area, is just to say the tribunal must develop a nationwide awareness campaign rather than being focused in one particular area. So you can take out the as a national entity.
Yes. Shouldn't we talk of outreach programs rather than yes? Okay. Because that would include also donation of computers, because they also focus on that. Okay. Thank you. Did you get that, Mabisa? The tribunal should maintain its clean audit status as a recommendation. We are not consistent. Why didn't we tell others to do that? Shouldn't we reconsider that? No. I'll say no. We shouldn't reconsider. We should leave it as it is.
I feel about the entity to obtain a clean audit, but we did not say anything.
Remove it. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying it the other way. All right. That is then?
And this institution does not maintain its clean audit simply because you told them so.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not saying
that. All right, I won't take that up. I'll just leave it there. The tribunal should put contingency measures in place to ensure that in the absence of the staff member task, can still be completed timely. It's a Singapore, addressing the Singapore, it's nicely put. It's very clear, yeah, so that in future they don't repeat. Are we agreeing on that? Last one, the tribunal should continue to engage the department on increasing the number of tribunal members to address the capacity constraints. Didn't you mention it somewhere? Oh, it was an observation. Yeah, it was an observation. Are we fine? All right, let's go to ITEC. Page 32, page 33, page 34, page 35. Page 36, page 37. Can we pay attention to the observations and findings? Concern about the office space constraints that has not been resolved, still not been resolved. That has still not been resolved. The constraint, not a constraint, has still not been resolved. We can match the two, irrespective of pay of increase in rental, 56% increase in rental, for rental fee, full stop. Or to the Department of Trade and Industry. Which one? Want us to match the two sentences? I'm saying after has still not been resolved, irrespective of the fact that they, or irrespective of the increase in rental fees. If you agree that it's clear,
I have time to check this chat before I agree with the proposal you are making. How will this one sound?
Okay.
The committee is concerned about the office space constraint that has still not been resolved, and also about the 56% increase in rental fee.
Full stop.
Full stop. Or maybe you want to say rental fee demanded by who? By Department of Trade and Industry. And stop.
Okay. The emphasis was on the small space and the fee increase. Yeah. We're fine with that. Mem Fulu?
Yes, sir. After that, it can be point number three.
Differentiate between the two. Okay. So we separate the two. What I say, that's a proposal. We have one that deals with the office space. The second proposal deals with the increment, the rental increment. It's a small issue that can be quickly disposed of. Colleagues? Yeah, about beginning, you're shaking your head. Come in.
No tension. Mindshare, I think, for rental, the owner
mentioned.
I wish to buy. So that we have their own means in terms of the year.
Okay. Judge Sian, were you going to agree also on the thing?
Yeah, I think we are safe.
Okay.
Previously, we were just trying to avoid topology.
Yeah.
We talked about committee and committee.
Yeah.
Concerning the action of the thing.
Okay.
We are going to, let's change the way vulnerable people respond.
We are also concerned about the 56% increase. Okay. Novita, you wanted to come in?
Yes, Chair. I heard that she said that it's a small issue. So I was wondering if you are saying that we must delete it.
No, no, no. I was saying small issue in terms of the division that they have to take. Yeah. The committee notes that the CFO has resigned and that after 10 years at the helm, the term of office for the commissioner ends in December 2017. What are we saying here?
There are two key vacant posts, the CFO post and that of the head of the commission, the commissioner.
Yeah, but... All right. Can't you put it in a very simple English? Mema Zimbi?
A small one. I think if we can add and remove that call, because it makes self clarify. When we say the committee notes that the CFO has resigned after 10 years, and the term of office for the commissioner ends in December 2014.
Sorry, Chair, I think it's for the commission, not for the commission.
Okay, but still, we
that's the chief commissioner. Yes. We are talking about the chief commissioner here. Term.
Yeah,
chief
but
commissioner.
The
commissioner.
Yes. Commissioner. Yeah. Exactly, and remove all the
terms
because the
term
is not
accessible,
but it will
translate
the English.
The term of office, yes. The act talks to that, stipulates. All right, are we comfortable with that, all of us? Mem Fulu?
I was thinking, the way you have explained that, there is a vacancy. We know that what I desire is not is a vacancy that we can consider. And the other one, the other vacancy, the one vacancy that was vacancy, the second one is about the term of office for the commission.
Yeah.
So if we can just make sure that there is a vacancy for that.
All right. And we must talk to that when we come to recommendation. So it does explain itself then, according to the recommendations that have been made. We're fine, eh? Can we go to the recommendations? One, A, ITEC should apply the SMART principle and correct the finding of the AG on objective 3. That is clear?
Thank you, Chair. We have requested our team to ensure that they explain this smart thing in, they write it in full. A person living this if you read it a person happily, you assume that everybody
understands this, yeah. Yeah, the management did talk to this. The B? Yes, ma'am.
I started to on
objective 3.
Yeah, no, what I'm starting to on is to say, here we put it as a recommendation, but it's not supposed to be also under observation and finding. I just need clarity on that, so that we can support the
objective. You are correct, I guess. You are correct, ma'am. We should have really observed that. Because we cannot just come with the thing that we did not even observe. That's number one. Number two is what the declan is talking about, that we need to put that acronym in full. Number three, not everybody is going to understand objective 3 of ITEC. And then B, ITEC should brief the committee quarterly on progress made in rectifying the findings of the AG. Is that objective 3 finding not addressed here?
Apologies, Chair. I was going back to the observations and findings so as to put, to include the issue of the use of the liability of that objective. So it says the committee notes that on performance objective, the Auditor General questions the usefulness and reliability of objective 3, which is to ensure organizational efficiency and effectiveness at ITEC. So the recommendation would be that they must effect those changes. They must.
I think that's a very simple and straightforward way of putting it. Then, yeah,
they must correct.
Put it that way. So that is one, and the B is talking to everything. In terms of addressing that.
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to say we should avoid the repetition of recommendations. Yeah.
Also, we can just delete A, recommendation A.
If we want, but I thought what you are coming up with is a very clear, clear observation and also recommendation. Number three, ITEC should resolve issues of unfunded mandates, including the issue of SACU. We've been talking about SACU's administration issue for a long time now, and it looks like it's not resolved. And remember, that mandate is not funded, because the administration of SAC is an additional and added mandate, because it comes with costs. The fact that South Africa continues to take care of that administration and even including financials, it means therefore that the region is not assisting in financing of the custom union. We've been talking to this matter for quite some time, that it gets concluded, and it has been reported that there's a problem, I think, at the political level to conclude this matter. So I'm not sure how they are going to take this, but whether it's politically sensitive or what, but are we comfortable in putting it here? We are. That is then.
We're comfortable, Chair, because we're bringing this back, but we are aware that other processes need to unfold, like the political one. But we are raising it here I think what needs to happen is that because we are mentioning SACU for the first time in the document, it should
appear
in full and then in bracket. South African Customs Union, Southern African Customs Union, and then in bracket.
And it should also come as an observation. Okay. Yes, it's not coming for the first time, it's true. So.
In the document.
Huh?
In the document. In this document.
On page
32,
but yeah.
Yes.
And then Southern African Customs Union.
It's fine. Okay. Is that sensitive?
Chair, will we just say, including an issue of SACU, maybe we need to say what the issue is? Or,
it is in that document. Page 32 is talking about SACU. Let's go back to it. The aim of ITEC, as stated in the Act, is to foster economic growth and development in order to raise incomes and promote investment and employment in South Africa and within the Common Custom Union area by establishing an efficient and effective system for the administration of international trade subject to this Act and the Southern African Custom Union Agreement. So when we say the issues mentioned, that should be where?
Chair, could I then suggest we say, could the issue of SACU refer to in 12.4, so that at least there's some link back to that?
Yeah, but this one is different. This is their mandate, it's general.
Yeah.
But then, which I think every ITEC within the region, you know, structure within the region would have such a mandate. But with us, we are concerned that administration is done by ITEC, which is an added responsibility. And it's in as far as we are concerned, when explaining their mandate, they don't include that as part of the funded responsibility. So we feel that's why the money gets depleted, because they also deal with issues that are not part of their mandate. Very important in the area of work, but not mandated. Only because of the challenge that the country saw, and they gave them that to continue with that, because there is a vacuum there. So we're trying to close the vacuum. Ma'am, follow? Yes, we've made such observations before. So we are reiterating them through a recommendation now. Because before we were very subtle, we are not as direct as we are now.
Then something that fundamental observation should be repeated again in 12.45, so that when we make recommendations, then also repeated there. But now if you do a recommendation and someone comes in and won't be understanding where the recommendation comes from. But if you think it is part of the finding that you have explained now, what happened, then is this. Thank
okay. You. Yeah. I think we must do that. The problem now is because it's not appearing in the actual report.
Oh.
So if you make a finding, it must be based on the report that has been made. Unless I'm missing the point, maybe. Does it, Lena? Can you switch off the mic?
I'm going to say, Chair, that we can include this because it's one of the concerns of the committee.
Okay. It did appear in the previous report, that's why it was part of the concerns then. And but it would look like the challenge is not being addressed. So we must continue to making that recommendation. If colleagues agree, let's proceed. So it means that it will have to appear in the observations also. While on ITEC, colleagues, remember the minister commissioned the economic impact assessment through ITEC. On the how many sectors were there? Was it the steel, the clothing, ferrous and non-ferrous scrap metals, automotive, pneumatic tires and machinery and equipment. I think those are the areas. Is it no? The last year one is not on that. The last year one is on chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is that investigation or impact assessment, we did not get the report. Why I'm mentioning it now is because it is mentioned in the report. So we need to also remind ITEC that they're reporting to us. And if the minister commissions such, we need to also be given the report so that we can look at the report and be able to deliberate on it and make further recommendations. We understand the report was presented before the minister, but we need to have that report also be tabled to us. So I think we must say something around that. Because right now it's been reported, but we know nothing about what it contains. So it's important that we deal with that report. Especially because it's dealing with the dollar-based issues in terms of pricing. Yes. And the issue of chickens, import and chickens and so forth, is very important. The fact that we have excess capacity of chicken production in the country is another thing. So if you compare it with the dollar-based pricing and the local pricing, what does that do to our consumers? I think we need to look at such things. But we cannot even budge because we haven't seen the report and nothing was put before us. And the fact that it was commissioned by our minister, it means it's very important. So that's one area I wanted us to report on. That's a recommendation, observation and recommendation. Babu Pekenene?
I wish to agree on your proposal.
Do you agree on the proposal?
Yes.
Are we all in one?
Yes.
That we include that. Thank you so much.
Chair.
Yes, come again?
I want to show something around. I still remember that in finding the observation that we are having here, the vacancies we have in the recommendation.
Mm.
In my view, I think it's important to have the clauses in the recommendation.
Okay. It's true.
Because that's the effect we don't have it on timeline. If you are called to the
okay. All right. Agreed. Thank you. Ma'am Fuller?
Sir, I just want to understand also
I'll be corrected. In terms of the Auditor General findings, in terms of monitoring and compliance, we only talk about objective three, but I do not see us capturing the monitoring and compliance of the department and inadequate oversight and financial performance reporting and internal control standards.
Of the department or of ITEC? ITEC.
Under ITEC.
Yes. Remember the objective three is talking to that. Efficiency and effectiveness.
Okay.
Yes. So that is generally related to that. Yes. Because when you improve efficiency and effectiveness of an institution, you cannot do that without really setting up monitoring and evaluation principles or measures. Otherwise, you'll have a challenge then of achieving that. So you ought to come to those issues. That's why I was asking even that. Initially, I had a challenge of why are we selecting objective three, but after being read, I understood it to incorporate that. Yes. So the internal controls also are talking to that, in my understanding. Yes. Nobisa, are you on the matter? Same matter?
Yes, Chair, thank you. Chair, the issue on objective three is about the usefulness and reliability of the actual objective, that it cannot be monitored properly because it's not following that SMART principle. But if I hear Honourable Member Mchulo correctly, she's saying that there are issues of compliance that have not been highlighted under recommendation. And I was going to respond to that and say maybe perhaps it's because under B, 12.4.6a, it says ITEC should brief the committee quarterly on progress made in rectifying the findings of the Auditor General. So I thought that was captured there.
Okay.
Not rectifying, but implementing.
Okay.
The findings.
Are you okay, Ma'am Fuller?
Yes, yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much. Hey, we were business like today. I'm happy it's after 12. The conclusion, I think the amendment there would be to include also the acting DG. Because this is the report of two acting teachers, the late Uban Kunsh.
Kuruman.
Huh?
Kuruman.
Yeah, is it Kuruman?
Kumaran.
Kumaran, not Kuruman. Kumaran, yeah. And Simpson. And acting DG Simpson. Those two were acting teachers after Mem Shrine. After the DG was transferred. So we need to thank them because Mr. Tom is coming now at the tail end. We need to thank him and welcome. Actually, we need to welcome him more than thanking him. Maybe thank him for assisting in writing the report, but mostly welcome him. Welcome him and hope that we're going to continue working together cordially with him and the department. That then concludes our report. That is clear.
That's only the last sentence of page 37 on the conclusion. There's one little thing that we need to also that changes the context. Every moment it's speaking about the lives of people. It is the people of the world and of the sun and the world. And so we add our
people.
That's our people. Not all.
He is actually traumatizing the whole thing. That was making me laugh. So we say our people, people of South Africa.
Of our
people, yeah. It's our people. Our people.
Well, maybe you want to say of all South Africans, because when you say our people, then you might be referring to people that have been owned by a certain group or whatever.
No. The parliament. Parliament is working for the people. And it's a common language in terms of the goals and objectives of parliament. It's a common usage of that. Yeah. And then the staff, are we not thanking them? They're not helping us, ne? We should not thank them. They think we don't want to thank the work that they're doing. Especially because they're working under staff. We need to thank them. This then really concludes our deliberation on the draft report, BRRR report. We need to adopt it. We effected amendments. We're comfortable with the amendment, and we hoping that the support staff will make sure that those amendments are effected accordingly. What is left now is for us to adopt. Normally the procedure of adopting the report will go page by page again. Yes. We went page by page and then we effected changes. And then if we are satisfied that that process covered this particular procedure. I don't want to be unprocedural when it comes to what the rules are expecting of us. So as a presiding officer in this committee, I need to follow that. So tomorrow, nobody stands up and says we did not follow. That's the procedural matter. Mm-hmm. Nothing stops the committee to say, no, we're satisfied with the way we went through it, and now we want to adopt it with amendment. It's up to you. Can I hear from you? That is it?
I'm happy that we go that process, Chair, that we adopt it with amendments rather than doing things like that.
Thank you. We go page by page.
We are okay.
So we can now adopt the whole document with amendments. So who moves? Were you moving? Okay. Who's moving? Nana Simbi?
Chair, I move for the adoption of that project.
Member Simbi is moving, Mr. Atkinson is seconding. Thank you so much, colleagues. You made this work to be quite easy, and as usual, we were able to work as a team, and we concluded the process without any hindrances. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Then the next two reports that are outstanding is the statutory report and also the oversight report, the last oversight report. So we had agreed in the management that we will stagger the report, but since I'm not sure, next week.
Yeah, I will.
The Malaysia report is quite thick, so won't be able to deal with it on in one meeting. We'll need to really the 2.5 hours is not enough. We need to have 2 meetings, 2 days for that. So the management has recommended that we identify 2 days, including the Friday, to deal with the report. So next week, Tuesday and Friday, which is a free day, might recommend that Peter Paul request permission to meet either on Friday or on Wednesday. But seeing that other members belong to other committees but sit on Wednesday, I think it will only be fair to deal with it on a Friday. Member Sunday?
Chair, I think it only means this one.
And beginning.
And we can apologize specifically for that.
Oh, okay.
Clear,
for Wednesday. That the beginning? I need commitment.
Oh,
commitment.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not in chair, my chair, it will be a problem for the chair. The reason is that I'm not part of the trip. So I'm staying long as you are, and it's a simple one. So I was not part of the trip, so I'm not going to be able to share the trip. But I don't know the issues that they have with the chair.
Okay. Let me correct you. You were not part of the trip yet, so you might not be part of the actual discussion in as far as what transpired during that trip. But in terms of the quorum for adopting the report, you will be needed. Because you are part of the committee. You will be there. Thank you so much. So we resolve that we request permission to sit on Wednesday so that you can consider the report. Thank you so much. Always helpful. And your contribution is always appreciated. The meeting then stands adjourned, so we'll meet on Tuesday. Thanks. Ian, when I'm trying to get the application.
Yeah, but check the application. The challenge of the challenge is always the news, but I'm sure we'll be able to find something.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it means going outside as well, so that we can put on it and
remember, there's also a good hope.
Yes, a Sebuyin. A Sebuyin, 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 and Ochipo.
Oh, Bewanga Sebuyin.
Bewanga Renovation.
Bewanga Renovation.
But
so we'll find another one.
We'll find
another
one.
Okay. Upon Anton will have flown here. Aye, bend it out to the and Mangan and the roof to the eye of it. I struggled yesterday. I said that for a whole day. What time is on Monday?
16:50 from the airport. And then it's going to be here.
What I can do is this was a draft because now it's brutally
I'm just coming next week Monday.
So if I can't do it, you can send me email and anything. Can I have a copy of the official draft? Because then that will be a kind of document.
Okay.
You know,
say
your mom.
Mohammed?
You work with
Sia.
I do know
that. Yeah.
Can you tell him I need it today?
Fine.
I need it today because I want to wait more, just to correct that. And then also ask him how much is the other, because you should, remember you sent the other things, he didn't, still hasn't done anything. Which other picture? Remember when you left, you took it, I gave you the jacket.
Oh, you took the picture?
Yeah. He didn't give it. No, he didn't. And my...
Yeah, sure.
Now tell me how much so that I can have those.
I just want to finish this quickly. She reminded the committee.
Don't know that I'm working. EPGM. EPGM. It was 6 in the evening. They want me to be there on Thursday. Oh, well, I'm not going to be there. I must now touch my work near the pipe. Hello? How are you? I'm alright. Moment, my clothes with you. I said tell me how much are they. You haven't. Remember you have my jacket, you have my traditional thing. You still haven't given me how much and you haven't done anything. More than 2 months. No, but remember that the two traditional dress, skirt and the top, is long, more than 2 months. Mm. I asked you. You said to me you were going to put a lining on the skirt, you were going to just correct the top because it has a lining. Yes, but it's more than 3 months now you haven't done. Yeah, but can you please on this one up today, do it for me. I need it for tomorrow. We have a special day tomorrow. When we close, when we finish late. What time are you going to?
Half past five.
Yeah, can come there. Mm. I can come. Where do you use your own transport? Okay. Yeah, we can arrange and meet because I don't know when you leave, which route do you use? Mm. She leaves early, before 5, before 4. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, if you say 2:30, she'll be there for you. But I asked you how much. You didn't tell me because. Okay, I'll give it to her. Okay. All right. The more I have other things to give you, but the problem is you haven't finished those ones, and you know, material is here with me. I black and white. I'll give you the pattern. Okay. Yeah, but it shouldn't stay for another 3 months, please. Yeah, please, I need that for those ones. Because I thought you were working on them, but because you were tired. It's okay. Okay, all right. All right, sure. Back. I don't have too much also to go. Thanks, Venetia. I forgot, I thought I'm on my phone. I hope I didn't take much of your unit.
Is she going to give me money or do
you? Yes, I'm going to give you
cash.
Yeah, I'm giving you cash. No, I have to go. Yes, she understands. We have commitments at church. Because her dog, she doesn't want to leave. Yes. She doesn't want to leave her dog. And yeah. When he finishes, then I'll give him. I need to give him the design for that. That material, remember you gave me the black and white material.
Yes,
black and white.
Yes.
Okay.
So, she's not going to be here for
the
week.
No, she's staying until. Oh, yeah. Novisa, is it you who gave me the eye specialist? No? Make her that appointment. Because I need to take her.
Get the results from your picture.
Yeah, she did send it to me. Must approve the things first. I'll send the number to you. What time is the train leaving?
Okay, she'll be
She's leaving after 10 o'clock. 10. Yeah, I know that she has to.
And then 1 o'clock, she must be E305.
E305, okay.
And then she has appointment for
305. Ish, that room, it confuses me.
And then she has appointment with Dr. Inslin. They called me now to say they scheduled it provisionally for Wednesday at.
Tomorrow.
No, next Wednesday for 1 o'clock.
Okay, just diarize it and just remind me. Thanks.
We forgot, do we not say nothing at all up to
thank you. Or thank him for his
yeah.
I think it's part of that, we have to we have to thank him. Hey, what's your name? That's a little too much. I think that institution is in a month of 5 points. And some of the recommended some of you guys to go and work there. And you can do those things. Not I think in magic.
Move on, let others come in.
That's true.
Father, now. it happened to my cousin. You know, my cousin's sister, she was there. When she left, you know, she's a social worker. She left, she was working for the university. She resigned. She went, actually, while she was there, she did. Right now, when she resigned, she resigned after 4 years. What if I get it? She opened her own company. She now owns her own company. She's driving it company. She's successful in marriage.
Taking a step back.
She was there. She came late. She's the one who's supposed to talk. Before one.
What in the business do I have?
Right now she's also in front of the wellness event. She's actually doing this event together with her. She's combining a lot of things. So
the first time and no one else but us knows just what opportunities are there. I didn't see it until I was at this committee and the things that you then and the people.
And I thought I would just not be focused. Just focus. All what you need to do to be the information and knowledge. Just do a little bit of the economic business economic which is not three months course or 6 months course. Do that at least you know how to put your books in order and if you have it, you have it. In PR. Public relations. It taught me a lot in terms of business. And yet I did all the
certification.
And I learned a lot of marketing. So it's very good. And then if you have financial management, you know the basics, you don't need those. In your company, you have to consider financial management and accounting. You have to. You have to employ you having this thing, you do this process so that you can also empower yourself. When they come with a report, you make an account. You know what you're talking about. Unlike you employ people, they end up taking over your company, not knowing what to buy. You have the basics. You know where to go for funds. You have connections.
You just take the lift to the inner, up to the third floor. And I think it's...
I'm not going to 306.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
CFO invited a vacant.
The fact that I was the sole contractor and I was the condition for the rest of the day, so that the administration changed the officers that she was going to have to become a publisher.
Okay, the department should address the matter of potential and actual conflict of interest cases of officials. And actual. The date of the adoption.
The committee, instead of encouraging, urging, the committee urges the department to complete the process within 6 months from the date of the adoption of this year.
The committee quoted on the changes to the organogram of the competition committee.
So say she had
a
submission for the tribunal.
Because what is the tribunal that has not spoken to the commission?
If there's a resignation, then the commission is responsible. What will the children? Why have you been calling?
The Chinese company.
Drop one.